Good morning. In this bulletin, Norway raises its terrorism threat after a deadly shooting in the capital, Oslo. The United Nations condemns the U.S. Supreme Court abortion ruling. And in sport, the Sydney Swans boost their AFL Finals hopes with victory over the Saints. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghad. Police in Norway are treating a deadly shooting in an Oslo nightclub strip as an act of terror. They say the 42-year-old man accused of shooting dead two people and injuring more than 20 others is a radicalized Islamist with a history of mental illness. Oslo police lawyer Christian Hatlo says he has been charged with murder, attempted murder, and acts of terrorism.
The terror charge is based on the number of wounded and killed, number of crime scenes. We have at least three crime scenes, and our overall assessment at the moment is that there is a reason to assume that it was his intention to spread severe fear among the general population.
Norway's LGBTIQ plus community has expressed sorrow at a shooting which targeted a gay bar. The leader of the Norwegian Organization for Sexual and Gender Diversity, Inge Alexander Gjestvang, says it's a tough time.
We encourage everyone to stand together, take care of each other. We'll be back later, proud, visible. But right now, it's not time for that.
The tragedy has forced the cancellation of this weekend's Oslo Pride Parade. A former bikie chief has been shot and critically wounded in a dramatic ambush in Melbourne's northern suburbs. The car of Suleiman Sam Abdulrahim was peppered with bullets in the attack. Abdulrahim was driven to a nearby police station before being transferred to the Royal Melbourne Hospital in a critical condition. Police say the masked gunman fled in a Mazda SUV before losing control and crashing into a fire hydrant and pole. They then carjacked the Ford Territory, forcing a woman and child from the car before escaping. Investigators believe the shooting was a targeted attack. The United Nations has warned of dire consequences in restricting women's reproductive rights as protests intensify over the Supreme Court's ruling on abortion in the United States. The court overturned Roe v. Wade, a landmark decision nearly 50 years ago that established a constitutional right to abortion. Stefan Dujarric is a spokesman for the UN Secretary General. He says the decision is a huge blow to women's rights.
Sexual and reproductive health and rights are the foundation of a life of choice, empowerment, and equality for the world's women and girls. I think it's also important to note that, you know, restricting access to abortion does not prevent people from seeking abortion. It only makes it more deadly. That's according to our data. 45% of all abortions around the world are unsafe.
The U.S. president says lives will be saved by what he's described as the most significant gun reform law in three decades. Joe Biden was speaking at the White House after signing the bill, which had earlier been approved by the House and the Senate.
And advocates have worked really hard to do something about it. I've been at this work for a long, long time, and I know how hard it is, and I know what it takes to get it done. I was there 30 years ago, the last time this nation passed meaningful gun safety laws, and I'm here today for the most significant law to be passed since then, for the last 30 years.
The legislation will toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and help states put in place red flag laws that make it easier for authorities to take weapons from people judged dangerous. The bipartisan compromise bill was sparked by a recent series of mass shootings, including the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at a Texas primary school. Tens of thousands of protesters are expected to gather in the Bavarian Alps for a meeting of the Group of Seven leaders. Their various demands include a phase-out of fossil fuels, the preservation of animal and plant diversity, social justice, and a stepped-up fight against hunger. Tobias Hauschild from Oxfam Germany says concrete action is needed to deal with multiple crises around the world.
That means the G7 have to act immediately. They have to fight hunger, inequality and poverty, they have to do more against climate change, and they have to ensure that everyone worldwide gets access to vaccines, medicines and diagnostics in times of the COVID-19 pandemic. And that means they have to put people before profit.
Ahead of the conference start, up to 1,000 protesters have gathered in Munich, with participants wearing oversized heads of the G7 leaders from the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. The summit is taking place in Bavaria's Schloss Elmau. In the AFL, the Sydney Swans have cemented their spot in the top 8 with a 51-point win over St Kilda, and Geelong overpowered Richmond by 3 points in a thriller at the MCG. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.